I don't want French fried potatoes, red ripe tomatoes. I'm never satisfied. I want the frim fram sauce with the os and fay, with shafafa on the side. Shoot do de do ya do do.
Hi, I'm Norman Van Aken, and welcome to A Word on Food. Today's word on food is scones. My grandmother made scones. Her maiden name was Janie Quinn, so she came by that knowledge like her Scottish cousins did, birthright. In Scotland, scones are not something just to go with tea. They are a national institution. When my grandmother, Nana, made them, she was serious to the point of severe. I picked up on it, and she caused me to love them like I learned to love standing up in our grade school classroom reciting the Pledge of Allegiance. The smell of books, glue, soaped-up girls, and pencil lead were much less alluring to me than the smell of Nana's scones emerging from the oven we had at our home on the shore of Diamond Lake. For a while, our son Justin decided to have a go at living in Key West again. He was born there and lived, by his own account, an idyllic early life. We all moved to Miami when he was about 8 years of age due to my work. But when he was about to become a father, he and his wife went to Key West like they'd been given a spiritual call. He went to work in a small restaurant that made a variety of foods. My wife, Janet, and I went down to visit with him and the young family, which includes his wife, Lourdes, as well as our angelic granddaughter, Audrey Quinn Van Aken. As we were about to head back to Miami, he phoned me and asked us to stop at his place of work for coffee. He had a surprise. He'd baked us his own version of scones. His were coconut lime scones. Only relatively recently have genius and invention been closely coupled. In ancient times, genius was viewed as the gift of uncovering that which was previously known. Inventing and creating new things, the very act of creation itself, was viewed as the exclusive province of God, and those who tried to create were dangerous usurpers. To create originally, without precedent, pattern, or model, was never the ideal of the ancient artist or sage, and indeed, the ancients frequently denied the very prospect. Many, if not most, modern chefs seek to create. Nana did not, nor was she a chef. But the quandary we face at times is what is good as is, and what could use a tweak. Scones in Scotland are eaten like bagels are eaten in New York. Ubiquitously. The word may come from the Gaelic word scone. In 1929, the prominent Scottish food writer Marion McNeil wrote in her landmark The Scots Kitchen that scones were a shapeless mass. Nana's were not, and I'd pity anyone suggesting as such to her. Hers were cut pie-shaped, with that first bite of the triangle going into my happy mouth while just short of being hot enough to burn me. I loved the crumbly texture I would anoint with sweet creamery butter and our homemade strawberry jam we made each year. I stand on a bridge of time between Nana and her great-grandson, my son. It gives me the joy of looking at each of them and hearing this transcendent recipe sharing. I am graced in that Nana got to know Justin before she moved to heaven. She taught him colors. As I ate his coconut lime scone for the first time, crossing the 7 mile bridge, I realized his were better than his great-grandmother's. She would be proud. I'm Norman Van Aken, and that's my word on food.